98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Absolutely great to see so much sunshine over Dublin over the weekend. Saturday in particular was just glorious.
It was properly hot on Saturday.
It was.
And I was over at my friend's house and her whole family were having a barbecue.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I think lots of people would have gotten the barbecues out over the weekend because when you were sat in the sun, now in the shade, a bit cold.
Yeah.
But if you were directly in the sun, it was really warm.
In the sun, but you know, some fence around you just to stop any breeze. Do you know that kind of way? Yeah, it was lovely.
Yes.
Look, Met Aaron say it's going to be more unsettled this week and temperatures might drop.
Okay.
Mostly dry today though, so that's good.
Yeah, and you know what's even wilder is this morning is definitely the brightest morning we've had.
Big time.
Since, I'm going to say like last September maybe?
Very bright this morning.
I know it's going to change again because this weekend the clocks are going to spring forward.
Yeah.
But it is so lovely to get up and for it to be bright. And I feel like the roads are busier. Yeah, I feel human. And I feel like the roads are busier when it's brighter. People just get up and they go for it.
The seagulls are going from about 4:30.
Sorry,
Lads, honestly. I just shut up.
Some of the things I witnessed the seagulls doing when I lived in town.
You told me about that before.
I didn't need an alarm clock.
David Attenborough would never.
Yeah, they were
up and at it, quite literally, yeah.
Yeah, they really were. Listen, enjoy the bright skies and the sunshine because I think it's going to change a little bit later on this week. I was looking online this morning and I saw more celebrities linked to celebrity traitors.
Tell me all.
Now, this is super exciting. Apparently, they want Stephen Graham to do season 2 of Celebrity Traitors.
He'd be brilliant.
Wouldn't he?
I'd love to see. Yeah, I'd love to see what he'd be like.
Yeah, I feel like with Stephen, he's played these incredible roles, but I don't know that much about him, his personal life. Now, he did do an episode that I listened to of
Desert Island Discs.
Yeah. But I don't see him do that many interviews. So I'd like to learn more about him. Yeah. And I feel like a show like Celebrity Traitors, you do really get to go inside the mind of the celebrities.
I feel like he'd want to be a faithful.
Do you think?
I think he would.
He's just such a good actor. I think he could play everyone. And obviously he did so well in Adolescence and it won so many Emmys and everything. But I always associate Stephen Graham with season 5 of Line of Duty.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he was undercover and everything. I just think he could be a really good...
We are bad people.
Yeah, I think he could be a really good traitor after watching him playing John Corbett in Line of Duty.
Fair play to you for remembering his name. I would say the level, like the caliber of celeb that they're going to get for the next season of The Traitors will be... They'll have their pick of whoever they want. Because it was just so well... It was so well done.
Yeah, so,
everyone
so good.
To do it.
So, yeah, Stephen Graham's the latest celebrity. Also, Danny Dyer, Ruth Jones and a few others. They've been linked the whole time.
Yeah,
so
they have, yeah.
I'm wondering now... They're obviously going to be filming this very, very soon. If we're coming towards the end of March, I feel like it's April, May.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
The weather's always really good when I watch The Traitors, both The Traitors UK and The Traitors Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm dying to see who's going to join that. Come here, if you're heading off to Prague this week for the game between Ireland and Czechia, and maybe you've never been to Prague before, Rebecca and myself did a bit of a recce for you last week when we were there as Grand Marshals for the Prague St. Patrick's Festival. We've filmed a video to kind of tell you all the hotspots of where to go, what to see, what to do, what to eat in particular.
Yes, yes. We were trying dishes live on the video. Yeah,
live
on camera.
And also directions of how to get to the stadium from the centre of Prague. Very much like our own travel series, we feel. I was channeling my inner Gloria Hunniford.
It was very no frontiers.
Very no frontiers. So if you're heading to Prague this week or you know someone who is going and you'd like a bit of, you know, information of what to do, check out at 98FM Dublin on Instagram for everything to check out, as you so well put it.
Exactly, check that out.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98FM.
Good morning to Sarah, who says, my little win, it was as bright when I woke up this morning.
So bright.
It's excellent.
Oh, it's amazing. I know it's going to change a bit, but it'll get back to where it is.
Yeah, when do the clocks change? Is it this weekend?
I think so. I just can't believe that we're nearing the end of March.
Yeah, I think it might be
March.
This weekend, yeah.
Wild.
So it'll be much brighter in the evenings then.
Yes, yes, which is lovely as well. Good morning to Jean, who's been on with a little win.
My little win today is that we've celebrated World Down Syndrome Day all weekend. It was amazing. My young lad, he's 18, and we ended up going to the Green Highland Hotel yesterday afternoon for a disco with all his pals.
Oh.
It was awesome. The DJ was awesome. The photograph booth was fantastic. And everybody had a wonderful time. So happy World Down Syndrome Weekend to everybody who celebrated. It was brilliant.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's a lovely little win. Yeah, a disco and a photo booth. What fun.
Great way to celebrate. Here's Emma.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. This is Emma. Just my little win over the weekend was my nephew had the baby shower for the first of the grandnephews and nieces. And we've discovered that the new bee is going to be a little grandnephew. So we're very, very excited.
Oh, Emma, very, very adorable. Exciting for your family. Here's Kieran Fingus.
My little win that I came first place on, I won a big trophy and on Saturday.
Go on, Kira.
First place.
The talent.
Wow.
And Sinead, good morning.
Morning, guys. Rebecca, I have to agree with you with the traffic. It took so long to get to work this morning, but so nice to see the bright blue skies. But anyway, just leaving a voice note to say, absolutely love the videos of the two of you in Prague.
Aww.
I removed myself off all social media this year by LinkedIn, but my brother was showing me the videos and absolutely loved it. Yous totally looked the part. And I just feel like this is like a future venture for you. They're going to be Grand Marshals and Salmon Prides.
Sinead, thank you so much.
Me cosplaying in a football jersey.
Oh, I'd be wearing those jerseys again this Thursday.
I ended up wearing it home because I wore it to do the show on the Monday. And we flew home and we got to Dublin Airport. And I was like, if anyone who I know sees me, they're going to be like, why are you wearing a jersey?
I think green is your colour.
Thank you.
And here's Demi.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Happy Monday. My little win this morning is that I just feel really refreshed after that weekend. It's been a busy weekend, but it was really lovely to have just time to get stuff done, and I think the weather just made it even better to be able to get up and get out. So I just feel really refreshed going into the week, which I'm delighted about. So happy Monday, guys.
Oh, happy Monday, Demi. Absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weather makes all the difference.
It does.
Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins this morning. Jean, Emma, Kira, Sinead and Demi, we are sending you out some IMC cinema passes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
The lashes are on.
Stunning prizes.
And AI us.
98 FM.
Hello, hello, one and all, and welcome to Monday's edition of your favourite game. It is, of course, Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win incredible prizes. All you've got to do is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words as us. And if you do it, if we happen to get all three, you'll win these prizes as expertly read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Crispy on the outside, but fluffy on the inside.
Ooh. Are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about my chips in this brand new air fryer.
Why not add some meat?
With this 100 euro butcher's voucher.
And does your bush need trimming?
Sorted out with this brand new cordless trimmer.
What? Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh.
Cordless trimmer.
Well, perfect for this time of the year.
There you go.
Indeed. Good morning to Sydney, who's on Manor Street this morning. Sydney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks, Sydney. You're off to meet your pal, Emily.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, hey, is Emily there?
Emily's here.
Oh, excellent stuff. What are you doing this morning?
Well, we're actually going for a coffee. We just done Pilates there, and then we're both in work, unfortunately.
Oh,
sorry, that's a lovely morning.
Pilates done by 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Fair play to you. What do you do for work, Sydney?
I'm a beauty therapist.
Oh, I'd say you've seen it all.
I have.
Come here, what did you do over the weekend?
Well, this is Emily speaking. Okay. I actually was working all weekend, unfortunately. I don't know.
Okay, what do you do for work, Emily?
I actually am a marketing student in TUD, but I work in Westonstown. I do like coffees and all.
Good. Brilliant.
Nice. Okay, so there's a duo playing this morning, Sydney and Emily. Sure. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Brendan.
Oh, thank you very much.
Off he goes to the soundproof booths. Bye, Brendan. He's absolutely thrilled, guys. You've made his day. Okay, Brendan's off to the booth. Let's try and get a win this Monday morning in Matchy Matchy. Imagine now if you did the Pilates, got the coffee and got a win. Wouldn't that be fabulous?
It'd be brilliant. It'd be great. It'd be the bonus.
Okay, gals.
Carry on top.
Your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy is full.
Sorry?
Full. F-U-L-L.
Full time.
Full-time job.
So we're going to go full-time?
Yeah.
Your second word, kitchen.
Kitchen sink.
And your third word this morning, market.
Marketplace. Okay.
So we have full-time, kitchen sink, and marketplace. Are you guys happy to lock in those three words?
That's what we thought of. I think so. Let's lock it in.
Love it. We're locking them in this morning, and we are fetching our Brendan from the soundproof booths. Hello. How was everything in there this morning?
There was a mini bottle of SPF in the soundproof booth.
Well, listen, the seasons, they are a change.
They are.
Right, Brendan, your first word?
Yeah.
Full.
Irish.
Second word. Kitchen.
Sink.
And your third word in Matchy Matchy this Monday morning?
Yeah.
Market.
I'm between two. Market. Market stall.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy with Sydney and Emily on Manor Street?
Sorry, not sadly.
Guys, you did both say kitchen sink.
Did we? Yeah. That's so random.
The gals went for full time and marketplace.
I was going to say marketplace. Sydney, Emily, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Sorry we didn't do it, but we're going to send you a 90NFM goodie bag.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Enjoy the coffee.
I love the energy.
Yeah,
guys, have a great day.
Bye.
absolutely gas. Sadly now we didn't get a win, but we had great fun. And we'll try and get a win tomorrow morning.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A few minutes ago we played you our Now That's What I Call Music Style ad, which was inspired by the lyrics on 98FM's billboards that are all over Dublin. So
they're fab.
Big song lyrics with a Dublin twist. Rebecca and myself got in the studio. We butchered some of them, as Barry Dunn so kindly. I really feel like Barry Dunn voicing our ad lends credibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
To us. Do you know what I mean?
King.
Yeah. So we played that for you a few minutes ago, and you may have seen these billboards all over Dublin with lyrics with the Dublin twist. But I think we could be missing one or two.
One of my favourites at the moment that we have out there is So Sandy Mount.
Yeah, very good.
Feeling so fly like a D6.
Yeah, I love Must Be the Reason Why I'm King of My Cabra.
Gas.
Really good.
I think there's one or two missing, Brendan. You have a suggestion.
I have a suggestion. Press play. Here we go. This is Poker Face, obviously. Carrick Mines, no, he can't read my poker face. She has got me like nobody. Carrick Mines, no, he can't read my poker face. She has got me like nobody.
I think that really works.
Yeah, that's what every time I hear that song, I hear Carrick Mines.
Yeah, and Carrick Mines, a great retail bar.
It's brilliant, I love it. The vanilla pot does a lovely chicken Caesar wrap.
Nice, lovely stuff. So Brendan thinks that Carrick Mines is missing.
Yeah, what about you?
One comes to mind for me, and it's a song that we've spoken about a lot on 98FM's Big Breakfast over the years. Victoria Beckham, back in the year 2000, she teamed up with Dane Bowers for a track called Out of Your Mind.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the song, everyone thinks that a Dublin suburb is mentioned, okay?
Okay.
True Steppers, you're out of your mind. Ice Cream, you're out of your mind. Temple Oak, you're out of your mind. Dane, you're out of your mind. This tune's going to punish you.
Hey! Yeah,
that's the one that I think's missing, guys.
Excellent.
I've been practicing.
Stuff. As if our pre-recorded ad wasn't bad enough, we butchered them live. You're welcome. We'd love to know this morning, is there a song that you always hear a Dublin place name in yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you sing us that in a WhatsApp voice note? And maybe your lyrics could feature on the next 98FM billboard. If there is a song that you can squash a Dublin place name into, we'd love you to sing it in a WhatsApp voice note for us this morning.
So we're asking you for your suggestions. Is there a Dublin suburb that we're missing in our new lyric billboards? Well, Aaron in Swords has been on.
Swords. always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know we're indestructible. Always believe in it. We've got swords on.
Aaron, I love the commitment. Great voice.
Aaron, fair play to you.
I'm in a Spandau Ballet.
Doing the backing vocals as well. Good.
Here's Lisa in Finglas.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Lisa, great voice.
Love
as
that,
well.
Lisa.
Ellen in Furhouse has been on.
Carrick Mines, oh, you can read on my poker face.
Ellen, are you a professional
your
singer?
Your voice is insane.
Oh my gosh. Here's Connor.
Yeah, I think Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer at the very start. I didn't know Tommy lived in Black Rock. Tommy used to live in Black Rock.
Very good as well. And here's Jason.
Good morning. Just on the place names in Dublin in songs, every time I hear Wes Alani, an old song, an old classic, all I can ever hear is Tall Man in Tala.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know the song.
So this song,
yeah.
Tall Man in Tala.
I will never not hear Tala in that song now.
I've never ever connected the dots.
Neither
there. I thought
I.
They sounded alike.
Lads, they're all
so
brilliant.
Good. One more time. Guys, some excellent suggestions. We'll bring them to our marketing team and maybe they'll appear on a billboard someday across Dublin.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brandon's Big.
98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
98 FM.
Well, Brandon, it's an aerial special this morning.
Yeah, it's all about the skies this morning. Somebody's dropped a soft toy from the edge of space to see where it would land.
From the edge of space.
Yeah, so the toy in question is a fluffy yellow and green creature named Emmy.
Oh.
And Emmy was popped into a high altitude balloon.
Yeah.
And sent 116,000 feet into the sky.
Gosh, Emmy's had some adventure.
Yeah, so they did this over Kingston in New York and Emmy went into the stratosphere. So I think it's probably the same layer that I think Katy Perry and Gail King went to. As far as I know, right?
Emmy's just like William Shatner as well.
She is, yeah. Emmy's trip, she was also underwhelmed when she returned. Emmy's trip was orchestrated by Raspberry Circle, which is an app maker, right?
Okay.
Now, confusingly to me, they say that they hope their stunt inspires young people to spend more time outdoors. I'm like, lads, your job is to make apps. So I don't. Anyway, lovely thought. They say that Emmy, and this is the quote, gently fell back to Earth after the balloon popped.
Did they find Emmy when she landed?
Well, they did. She landed intact in a tree in Windsor, Connecticut, which is about 150 kilometres away from where she set off.
Right.
So not too far. So they're hoping they've broken the record of highest altitude a plushie has reached aboard. Aboard a high altitude balloon. It sounds quite niche. I'd imagine they've got the record.
Yeah, I'd say so.
They're waiting for the confirmation.
Sorry, the word plushie's great.
Plushie. Emmy the plushie didn't burst into flames during her re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. The children will be thrilled because of her low density and slow maximum speed.
Go on.
Yeah, fair play to Emmy. Finally this morning, we're both big fans of a flaky pastry and a baked good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Been a while now since I've had a vegan sausage roll.
Same actually, Brenda.
Yeah. Well, it seems it's not just you or I who are fans of a deli counter. A bird of prey similar to an eagle.
What? An eagle?
Similar to an eagle has been photographed clutching two mini sausage rolls.
Sorry, you're joking.
So, it's a red kite is the name of this bird.
You know what I love more than a sausage roll? A mini sausage roll.
You know, they're kind of little square ones.
I love them.
So you can Google red kite sausage roll this morning and you can see this. The red kite was spotted flying over Banbury in England. And lucky for this fella.
I wouldn't cross that bird, guys.
No. An amateur photographer named Mark was in his garden.
No way!
And Mark saw, you know, this bird. And he decided he'd take a quick pic.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's a sausage roll.
Sausage roll. But it was only when he looked at the photograph that he could zoom in. And he was like, this bird is clutching something.
Do you
think
the bird went into the deli? Or do you think maybe somebody was having a nice, you know, lunch al fresco?
Yeah, with the good weather. And he zoomed in on the photo and he's like, that bird is holding two mini sausage rolls. Now, I did a bit of research into the red kite, and apparently red kites have much weaker claws compared to other birds of prey, so they have to feed off kill that's easier to get.
So if it was a full sausage roll, we don't think that the bird would have been able to handle it. But yeah, two mini ones, absolutely.
There you go. That is Brendan's bit.
Now I want a mini sausage roll.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.